That stumble was the root of the matter. All the rest was nothing but history. 2. Anderson was out that afternoon with Peter, an aging beagle who was now blind in one eye. Peter had been given to her by Jim Gardiner in 1976. Anderson had left college the year before with her degree only 2 months away to move onto her uncle's place in Haven. She hadn't realized how lonely she'd been until Gard brought the dog. He'd been a pup then, and Anderson sometimes found it difficult to believe he was now old, 84 in dog's years. It was a way of measuring her own age. 1976 had receded. Yes, indeed. When you were 25, you could still indulge in the luxury of believing that, in your case at least, growing up was a clerical error, which would eventually be rectified. When you woke up one day and discovered your dog was 84 and you yourself were 37, that was a view that had to be re-examined. Yes, indeed. Anderson was looking for a place to cut some wood. She'd a cord and a half laid by, but wanted at least another 3 to take her through the winter. She had cut a lot since those early days when Peter had been a pup, sharpening his teeth on an old slipper, and wetting all too often on the dining room rug, but the place was still not short. The property, still, after 13 years, mostly referred to by the townspeople as the old Garrick place,